Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis. You're listening to the LA Theater Bites review of Pippin, playing now at Jack's Theatricals in West Hollywood for the Hollywood Fringe, June 20th to the 29th, 2025. On an intimate and reimagined Pippin through the lens of Hollywood and fame, and no better place to present it than the Hollywood Fringe. Conceptually cogent, this comedic sex tinge and over-the-top production of the 1970s musical Stand By, at this point, more comedic than sexy, with a patchwork of talent and execution that can't help but be incredibly joyous and fun. Pippin is the story of Charlotte Maine, a king from the Middle Ages, in his quest to discover true fulfillment and purpose because of the journey of purpose being pretty universal. Adapting Pippin in unique productions like Shakespeare is not something new. If anything, it's pretty common. Nothing wrong with it. Filtering the journey through the lens of modern times, fame, and social media, it works quite well with the story of Pippin, and as I was watching, I was pretty impressed with how they integrated it into the story. Likes going viral, these kind of things. You have the option of wearing a mask, which is giving permission for the performers to be a little more randy when they come around. The show also includes quite a bit of sexuality and nudity, but nothing gratuitous, largely in context with the moments going on at the time. This is Hollywood. It's late at night. You're going to see some stuff. It should be on a billboard somewhere. You're in West Hollywood. You're going to see some stuff. But as far as that kind of show, it's tame. But don't bring your kids. The stage setup is rather simple, focusing more on choreography, dancing and movement, three arc structures, a colorful shimmering curtain. The band is set up on the left of the stage and the audience surrounds the stage in a U-shape. A lot of dancing in this, as expected, singing way more consistent, and an obvious mismatch in experience when it comes to dancing, but some unique and interesting choreography from Jeremy Lucas is all over this piece. And some brave moments with the low ceilings of this space where people's heads are only a few feet away. Some really talented dancers, Kazmira Buchanan, Bar Yosef, Ashkenazi, who was just killing it on the floor, Shannon McCann, and Robbie Cannavari from the ensemble. Kara M. Young plays Catherine with some of the strongest vocals of the night. Jacob Walters plays Pippin and has solid vocals as well, though they most definitely improved as the night went on. The costumes are largely the characters you see taking picture with tourists outside or nearby the Chinese theater. A small projection in the middle of the stage is used quite effectively to communicate setting. Well, the live band is always appreciated with musicals over the recordings. Any time of the day. Timing and sound issues do occur. I give Pippin at Jack's Theatricals a 7.6 out of 10. It's above average. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.